Konkurs
World of Languages
z języka angielskiego. Klasa trzecia. Część pierwsza. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie tekst. Przed jego wysłuchaniem usłyszysz dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w trakcie przerw. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Most houses use energy, lots of it. We use energy for heating, lighting, for running our household appliances, TVs, washing machines, fridges, and so on. In winter time, most houses use dozens of kilowatts of electricity every day or the equivalent in gas. The house in the photo, on the other hand, uses virtually nothing. Most of the energy that it uses comes straight from the sun, the wind, or the ground. This is an experimental house at the University of Nottingham, and it could be the kind of house that most people are living in 50 years from now. During the daytime, it is rarely necessary to turn on an electric light, even in rooms without windows. Sunlight, or daylight, is piped through the house, into each room, through special high-reflection aluminium tubes. You can see how well they reflect light by looking at the reflections of the faces in the picture. At night, of course, energy is necessary, but most of this comes from the sun or the wind. The house is fitted with photovoltaic solar panels that generate electricity during the daytime, and a wind turbine power generator too. Electricity from these can be used directly, or else stored in batteries, and used when it is needed. For heating, the house uses direct solar energy, sunshine heating water that circulates through a radiator system, or geothermal energy. This takes low-level heat out of the ground and uses a heat pump to convert it into high-level heat for use in radiators, the same principle as a refrigerator, but in reverse. As for water, most daily needs are provided for by the house's own supply. Rainwater is collected on the roof, filtered, and used for all toilets, baths, and showers. If one day, most people in developed countries live in houses like this one, most of today's pollution will have disappeared, and global warming may be a problem of the past. Most houses use energy, lots of it. We use energy for heating, lighting, for running our household appliances, TVs, washing machines, fridges, and so on. In winter time, most houses use dozens of kilowatts of electricity every day or the equivalent in gas. The house in the photo, on the other hand, uses virtually nothing. Most of the energy that it uses comes straight from the sun, the wind, or the ground. This is an experimental house at the University of Nottingham, and it could be the kind of house that most people are living in 50 years from now. During the daytime, it is rarely necessary to turn on an electric light, even in rooms without windows. Sunlight, or daylight, is piped through the house, into each room, through special high-reflection aluminium tubes. You can see how well they reflect light by looking at the reflections of the faces in the picture. At night, of course, energy is necessary, but most of this comes from the sun or the wind. The house is fitted with photovoltaic solar panels that generate electricity during the daytime, and a wind turbine power generator too. Electricity from these can be used directly, or else stored in batteries, and used when it is needed. For heating, the house uses direct solar energy, sunshine heating water that circulates through a radiator system, or geothermal energy. This takes low-level heat out of the ground and uses a heat pump to convert it into high-level heat for use in radiators, the same principle as a refrigerator, but in reverse. As for water, most daily needs are provided for by the house's own supply. Rainwater is collected on the roof, filtered, and used for all toilets, baths, and showers. If one day, most people in developed countries live in houses like this one, most of today's pollution will have disappeared, and global warming may be a problem of the past.
Koniec części pierwszej.